You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Bar Rescue After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Bar Rescue After Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Bar Rescue After Show. For season four, it's called Grandpa Got Run Over by His Grandkids. I'm your host, Phil Svitek. Kevin Underdahl could not be here tonight. Neither could Dorinda Barker, but fear not, they will certainly be here next week for the Hurricane Sandy episode, as will John Taffer. It's going to be an exciting episode. Filling in this week, I have our rookie, Mackenzie Fain.
Well, I'm technically not filling in, because I'm usually You're not filling in,
but we do have AfterBuzz faithful Michelle Macedo. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Michelle, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Michelle is a huge fan of the show. Mackenzie's a new fan to the show, but loves
but
it.
Still love it.
And I love bringing people kind of to enjoy the show. I love watching it with them. Again, there's so much to learn. Speaking of another person, producer Marissa Serafini is in the booth. She's seen the episode as well, so she may or may not chime in throughout the episode.
What's up?
Hello. all right, let's get right into it. So it's the bar is called Carrie. It's in Las Vegas. It's kind of a sports bar. And like last season, it's run, it's owned by a grandfather and it's a family business. And, you know, the recon is done with the owner, with John. And I like that aspect of it.
I did, too. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, so what?
I thought it's interesting, too.
But
we also have some special guest dogs in the house. So
yes, we have
you hear sporadic barking, that's why.
We have a few rescue dogs in the house, you know.
Boomer just wants to add his two cents too.
He does. Okay. He does.
Yes, we've had by the way, so you know, to that point, obviously for those of you who know AfterBuzz and Maria Menounos, you guys know that she loves rescuing dogs and she does what she can to help. So we've been posting a lot of dogs on our Twitter, AfterBuzz TV. So if you're a dog lover, please help out. Check it out. A lot of the dogs need forever homes, so you'd be doing a great service to them by doing that. All right, so back to the episode. I really love it because it just shows the passion. Where was I going with this? I really like it because it shows the severity and how. And the humanity of kind of really owning a family bar and things like that. And you're kind of at your, you know, you're trying, as John says, you're trying to leave a legacy. But these guys just have a free ride.
Well, it also shows the thing about having a family business is that the family dynamics, I feel like, get in the way of the actual business running part. And then people get lazy or they learn to rely on the other one or whatever. Like we have here, this brother and sister with the mom. The grandfather gave them this bar, right?
Yes.
Like as a gift. So gave it to them as a gift. And then they're watching them on the screen and it's not looking good. It's not looking good.
You know, I mean, just initially I was surprised that John didn't go after Kim a little bit harder because, you know, since she is the mom and she's supposed to run this bar and say to her, like, you're coddling these kids. And maybe, you know, we didn't see those moments on, you know, in this episode, but I figured that would have played a little bit more.
I think he wanted to, but at the same time, like, she wasn't giving him an attitude. She wasn't being, you know, rude or anything like that. She was just simply just too sweet for the position. And I get what you're saying, like, he should have maybe.
But they did it with,
yeah, that's,
you know,
like his deal.
Not to jump too far ahead, but in the stress test with Lacey, you know, he told her, you have to toughen up. And she obviously did. Lacey responded, and she did those drinks well.
See, she wants to, but I feel like the mom actually said, like, it kind of is surprising because she said at the beginning of the episode, I have no backbone.
Yeah. She literally
So it's like she's just saying that. So she's like giving up already.
Yeah.
Before she's just like, that's just not who I am. So like, he has to really push her to like, you know, fire people.
But I think, you know, we saw in the moment of when she, we saw it specifically in the stress test of like when John says to her, hey, do this or I'm going to call your father and we're going to talk tomorrow. So, you know, the way to break through to her has always been, you know, through her father, which Bill. And I think that and we saw that throughout. And but I thought they would make it more of a point. Right. I mean, they focus certainly more on the grandkids, especially with Justin.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Justin definitely had an attitude problem and definitely had his own little posse there at the bar.
Yeah.
His ex-girlfriends.
What was your thoughts on the bar? Because obviously they didn't, you know, I don't really know how, unless they focus on the cleanliness, I can't fully tell if it was dirty or clean. It seemed relatively clean. Yeah. Certainly the kitchen. I mean, Ken was the only one who got praises.
Oh, I love Ken.
Yeah,
he
Ken
was so
cool.
Cute. He's like a little teddy bear. I love him.
And then when they were about to tell, when they just fired everyone, his face, they were like, Ken, thanks for being so awesome.
He was like, oh, I was not expecting
I
that.
Know.
Yeah,
I liked him.
Yeah.
But the bar seemed just boring. It's 10 miles away from the Strip. Mm-hmm. So you can't really afford to have a boring bar. That's kind of like a bar that can be in the middle of nowhere, but it's not. You could just walk to wherever you want.
And for me, like what I noticed about it, people were walking and the lighting was just like it is in here. Like we're in here talking to each other and it's where we look at each other and we speak to each other. There, you're at a bar and you just want to sit down and be more mellow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sit down, have a drink. And that's not how the lighting was there. I don't know why I picked up so much on that, but it just wasn't a very
good lighting
bar scenery.
Yeah.
Marissa, Kevin would like to call into bar rescue. So if we can patch him through.
Sure. Whenever he comes back.
Did he? Well, is there any? If you can call him, that would be great too. One way or the other. But
I really liked how John Taffer. Whenever I see at first all the people either like stealing or doing something or guys like Justin, I get really excited to see John Taffer yell at them.
Oh yes, he's very intimidating.
Totally.
But then at the same time, he's so. Forgiving, and we'll get more into that, though, you know, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think all in all, you know, John wasn't as angry as he normally would be, you know, because...
I believe we do have Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, everyone.
Hey,
Thank
Kevin.
Thank you for having me on. Hi.
So, we're going to go... Have you seen the episode?
Yeah, you know, I'm right at the renovation. We're about to have the big reveal.
Okay. Well,
so
that's
anyway,
good.
But get me up to speed. I don't want to interrupt your flow, but I have definitely a lot to say.
We're just talking about the recon and, you know, specifically just kind of going over all the characters and how it was my reaction that he didn't go at Kim as hard as I thought he would, you know, given that she's the mom and obviously the backbone of this bar.
I think... he, again, felt so sorry for the old man. I think John just has such a soft spot for people that have earned it in life and that are being taken advantage of. And I feel like with the mom, I think he knew she was so weak, though, and so soft that I think it would just be like beating a sad, older dog. You know, I don't think...
Okay, so...
I don't think it would get him the results. He's all about the results. So he ought to handle her a little bit softer.
And when he said said about Lacey, the granddaughter, how he said, you can't go at her and yell at her, you need to, or no, Will, or Phil Will said that about the drinks. And he had
bartender.
Said, yeah, he said, well, you can't go right at her, you have to give her encouragement. And I think they're all about strategically trying to help people. And that's what he was doing.
Yeah, they're all about the individual.
Yeah, he knew he couldn't scream at her, the mom. You know,
okay, so in terms of the mom, you know, what tools, Kevin, would you kind of give to Kim to be able to do what's necessary? I mean, later, you know, he taught her how to be accountable with the money and keep track of that. But
I mean, listen, who knows the inner politics of this one? I feel I would hire a bar manager, but they might not have the resources to do it. because I just don't feel, I don't see where that, I feel like she, it's a mother. I don't feel like it's a bartender or a bar owner.
Yeah,
and, yeah, you can't,
I mean,
gain respect.
I threw some stuff at the TV, just at the two grandkids, both of them, especially the boy. yeah, I was like, as you guys could imagine. You know, and McKenzie, did you notice how he was disrespected? Tonight, you know, I always say like, the two favorite words of every kid under 30 is being bullied and disrespected. So he was disrespected.
But, oh, yeah, by the bartender.
I'm going to start doing the rag in my back pocket too around AfterBuzz. That's giving me a new look.
It's a cool
but,
one.
But I mean, all that aside, I just, I get so aggravated when I see episodes like this. And I don't believe that they were sloppy with the accounting. Dorinda, don't you feel that they were stealing as well? Or maybe, don't maybe bait you into that. You tell me. You have more bartending.
Dorinda's absent as well. It got mixed up during the... So we have filling in Michelle Macedo.
Oh, all right. Well, God, I have a bunch of kids who feel like they're being bullied and disrespected. Damn. I'm just saying I wish Dorinda were here only because I can't see them not being thieves themselves.
Yeah, I felt that same way. It kind of seemed obvious, but that maybe they didn't want to get into it.
Well, here's what I got really upset when... You know, Melody and Jana were caught by Bevantel of, you know, losing all that money. And then Lacey was so quick to point the blame. And I think partly because she knew what she was doing.
Mm-hmm. To get the heat off her. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
I picked up on that too, for sure.
Because if you think about it, they were disrespectful to their grandfather and the mother. So if they were that disrespectful, they have no problem taking money.
Yeah, I don't think
you know
so
what I mean?
Either.
If they don't think they're going to get caught, which they clearly
right. Didn't. I think when it becomes a free for all like that, it's just we learned in the more than the bartending business, but, you know, I was in the carnival business for 10 years, and, you know, we were a cash business, and that's the one thing we'd always say. It's like, it's just too great of a temptation. So when you have a system that's that sloppy, it might not be calculated, but I can't see them not saying, oh, okay, I'll take this, I'll take that. And then you always rationalize, well, I work so hard, well, I'm carrying this place. And
$20
you know,
won't
maybe,
do anything.
Maybe it was too many battles for John to fight at once. And you know what? He was there. So maybe, like, those two weren't stealing, and maybe the other two really were, and more than we even realized. I mean, the other one couldn't make a margarita.
well, to that point, here's...
Know what I like, Mackenzie? I like how everyone can afford tattoos.
I was thinking that same thing. She was like, to pay rent. I need to go look for another job. Do you know how much all those tattoos cost?
Okay,
so
let's talk.
Much money.
By the way, okay, Melody, Kevin, did you catch it? Her car as she drove
so
away.
Nice.
gorgeous car. Exactly.
Yeah.
First thing I saw. I said, okay, really?
Yeah.
I know. She's like, I need to find a job.
So there's something up with that. And then for me, you have your pet peeves, Kev. And here's my pet peeve. Jana. Granted, the system is not in place there for her to be able to learn. No one's really teaching her how to actually bartend. I understand that aspect of it. But you are a bartender that has been bartending here for 8 months. Once you take it upon yourself to learn any of these drinks.
Or when you're standing there, there's literally an iPhone app with like 15,000 drink recipes. You just look it up.
Through them, yeah.
I mean, I imagine because 300 customers a night come through, I'm sure, every night that you don't have the time to learn any of these drinks while you're at the bar. That to me, I just wish people took a little bit more responsibility if they weren't that good at their jobs to take it upon themselves to get better.
She got fired, so that's good.
It was before, you know, it was before the iPhone age when I bartended, but I had a laminated card that had all the drinks on it. And, you know, it was on both sides of the paper, and it was, as I said, it was laminated. And I used to keep it under the cash register, and you know what? If some old-timer came in and wanted a Rusty Nail or a Harvey Wallbanger or some of those, like, drinks that were outdated, I would go right to my card. And, you know, I mean, I was a nerd. I went to school. Like, I went to bartending school. Like, it's just, again, I don't know, but... Yeah, I'm with you, Phil. I'm totally with you on that. But I've seen the renovation. It does. I mean, like, I know you guys will get into it. I knew the renovation would go well, but definitely aggravated with these two kids. And again, I also think, who thinks that he's not going to try and sleep with that new waitress?
Oh, my God. I know. That's actually, I wrote that down, and then he said it. That was the first thing that I wrote down when she walked in.
And then
I was
you
like,
saw her
great.
Face, and she's like, yeah, I don't know if that's.
Yeah, I know.
Happen.
It's like, oh man, what did he just bring into this situation?
But was she there to stay?
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm sure. You know, it's a bartending okay. job in Vegas. It's a good job. I mean, I don't know. I feel bad for the old timer, and I know John did too. So it's.
Well, what
again? He's got to fix the people, you know. Yeah. But it, you know, like.
And I liked how he started off. He brought everyone in, and he said, listen, the checks that your grandfather has been writing you are not for the business. They are for charity.
Yeah. He's just losing money. That's all mm-hmm. it is.
Yeah.
Right. And I was relieved it was only $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, for a guy who put up $4 million, you know, he probably was very successful in business.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I'm glad he was only losing $60,000 a year. But anyway, I was, like I said, I was dying to call him because the two kids were just, I don't know. All the kids, by the way, his daughter and her two children were all just, except for me, have just seemed very spoiled. Mm-hmm. And again, you only learn from the lessons you pay for. So when you're handed a bar, that's what you're going to do. And when you're the two kids who are, you know, working for the mom who's handed the bar, that's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's bad enough with the people who earn their own money to buy the bar. You know, still fail. But when someone's given a bar, you know, it's what's going to happen. But
that's true.
Anyway, I'm going to get back to. Unfortunately, we're taping here all night. We're doing our reality show. But I was like, I have to call in. I just as I was watching it, I was getting so upset. But anyway, carry on, people. And I'm still. Is next week Hurricane?
Next
John
week
Hurricane Sandy.
Yes, and John will be calling in.
And we also have the owners of the bar that have made themselves available to call in. So
we should probably, you know what, you guys, we should probably, if I know John, we have him for a short time because he's on the road right now, but we should make sure we have enough time to cover it and talk to everybody. So, okay. But anyway, carry on. I'm going to check out the ending. I'm excited to see how this thing turns around. So,
sounds good.
All right. As you were, people.
Bye.
Awesome.
All right. So, you know, we kind of touched upon it, but yeah, Jana fired, Melody fired, riding off in her amazing car. And, you know, but it just goes to a good lesson of, you know, with Ken, he was a little bit worried, but if you just do your job well, you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
And ironically, the only good thing about that place was the food.
Mm-hmm. Well, what sucks is that, well, John was saying about, okay, well, how do you feel to the mom about firing Justin, you know, and obviously that's not really an option, so they kind of went the other way and obviously had to fire those other girls. But I just wanted to bring up a quote for when Justin couldn't handle the stress test and had to excuse himself in the back room for the rest of the night, leaving his sister out there to fend for herself. But it's okay because he told the bartender... you know, I didn't go back to pout, bro. I was saving you from me.
So honestly, I might have to tweet that after this.
Yeah,
that was
a
pretty
good one.
Quote.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, so, you know, speaking to that, let's kind of get to the let's get to the stress test only because, okay, you know, if you look at it, right, half the bartender staff is fired. So now, you know, you have a brother and sister doing the stress test for 150 people. And, it pains me. It's great that Phil Wills picked up on Lacey of, you know, I got to really encourage this girl. And it's tough when you do, because when she was making it alone, she was doing a good job. It's tough when you have someone like that is good, but they just don't have the courage to actually do it.
Yeah, the confidence.
Yeah.
That's true. And it doesn't help if her brother is too busy.
Too cocky.
Yeah. And to even deal with it when it gets stressful out there.
It was a lot of foreshadowing, though, in the beginning. Like, just his temper. And you could just tell that he was just not going to last in the stress test. And I was not surprised when he didn't. And he just fled the rest of the night. So
the guy was like, hey, why don't you try smiling? Like, the customers, like, they think you hate them. And he's like, not going to happen.
Yeah, what was that? Like,
it's rude.
I mean, here's the thing. Here's the thing I would love to ask John about this episode is when he did leave. I think Lacey, to an degree, was focused on Justin a little bit too much, right?
Because she did go in the back and was like, Justin, you have to come out here.
Yeah.
But then when she forgot about that and he was gone, she was able to refocus and do well. I think she was always so focused about Justin hitting on girls early on and you know.
A distraction to her.
She was,
yeah.
like, really upset about all that yeah. stuff. Yeah, she and was so really I think focused really on emotional.
I would have separated them. I would have said, Justin, why don't you run the food or help in the kitchen? Do something, but you're not a bartender, bro. Let's get real bartenders. Let's Lacey run it. But we got to separate you two.
I just don't, like, honestly, even just recapping the whole night, I don't even know if he's equipped for this business at all. Like, he just, his attitude can go out the window at any second. Like,
yeah, exactly.
And what job would he be equipped for like with that attitude, by the way?
Like a construction
yeah,
worker.
Not in the service industry.
All right, let's give him a nail gun and just,
people.
Yeah. I have some anger today.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just go off.
Maybe
on
that's
that.
Not.
Well, he might be good for the army or something. He likes to save.
He has a lot of aggression too. You know?
Yeah.
But his mom said was funny. Was I remember John Taffer said something about what should we do with Justin? And she was like, well, he has so much charisma. And I was like, does sleeping with girls mean you have charisma? I didn't know that. Just because you slept with a lot of them means that.
I don't have a comment on that because I don't see the charisma, and I didn't see it the whole episode.
I mean that like the mom was like, "Oh, he's so like here's good the, with people."
I would have liked to in last episode, right? It was you know he told the guy, "Hey, if you're really valuable as much as you say mm-hmm. you are, invite all
I
the girls."
I thought of that, and I swear I thought of that.
You know, and so hey, if you really are Justin, the king of whatever,
he can get
to
whatever
the table
girl he wants.
What you're She said he's an asset. Justin's an asset
yeah.
here. I don't see that.
Yeah.
I don't. So bring the girls.
Yeah, let's see. Let's talk to these girls.
Oh, who can't bring girls? It's so easy. Say, come to my bar.
Yeah.
I don't get how hard that is.
Yeah.
Well, that's not hard, but here's the thing. It is difficult to get people to come.
If it's a crappy bar.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It is pretty difficult. But here's the thing. If he was as a ladies' man as he said he was, then perhaps, you know, the girls would come despite it being a terrible bar.
Maybe.
But I'm just, you know, I thought last week that was an interesting challenge given to
it
anyone.
Was, definitely.
And I would have liked to see that for Justin. Anyway, yeah. But I also do think having them, I thought Lacey, once Justin was gone, that's what elevated her. Mm-hmm. To be able to do well.
And you could tell she was very genuine in
yeah.
what she was doing. And even just throughout the whole episode, like, he wasn't to me. I didn't buy anything. Even at the end when he was, I don't know, I guess I'm going ahead a little bit, but he started to pick up his self and be a good bartender mm-hmm. or whatever. But
seemed
I
like
just
he was trying.
I didn't even buy it the whole entire time. And Lacey made the drinks and she was going and she was putting the tips in the right place and blah, blah, blah. Like she did a good job and you could tell she wanted to be there and she was doing it. So
yeah, maybe that's my difference that she wanted to be there. I don't know yeah. if he wanted to be there. It didn't
no.
really seem like it.
What I liked for me, what I loved about the stress test is the fact that, you know, obviously we don't speak to it enough, but the fact that obviously when people are watching the stress test as a customer, you're noticing, okay, like, you know, whether it's the sticky notes on the back or like, hey, redo that drink. When people are just messing it up,
yeah.
obviously the customers are going to see it. And so you have to kind of play the crowd. And I liked how when Justin did blow up, Phil was like, that's how you make a margarita. Now
uh-huh.
who wants another one? It's like the crowd got into it. Like, yeah, we got a good bartender.
That's how you do bartending,
yeah,
bro.
They loved it. I know. Yeah. They're like, this is how you bartend, bro. And the guy needed to
yeah.
save Phil from him.
And his little shake.
I know.
<He's> like, so I like that. You know, Phil didn't go there to bartend, but he did it. Obviously, he's amazing at it, so mm-hmm. why not? But, you know, it is, I like that strategy aspect of it. Hopefully, you know, not something you want every night happening, but playing to it and copying to it is good. And, you know, we always see this, but they never talk about it too much of, you know, especially the fact that they only had Justin and Lacey to begin with. Being able to pump out drinks more, going up and saying, hey, okay, who wants a Bloody Mary? Okay, I got 12 of them. Okay, 12 Bloody Marys. Here. Who wants? Okay, great. Here, you know, and then making them in bulk rather than like, what do you want? Okay, mm-hmm. Bloody Mary. What do you want?
Yeah.
Oh, Bloody Mary. Okay.
I feel like the bartender, or at least John Taffer, was kind of doing that. Like, he was like, okay, who wants a margarita? That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
When he was trying to get the stress test, and then they just, like, kept messing up and dropping things and giving too much or too little.
So. All right. So, the stress test didn't go quite as good as we thought, but Justin, the next day, he does come back. So that hooray for Justin.
And he said, he's like, I don't know if I'm going to come back. So he did. Definitely.
There was a little pause.
There was
a
pause.
He walks around the corner all dramatically.
And then, exactly. We're like, oh, he's not here.
And John's great at picking his words because he had to obviously identify, okay, so you did put your your family in front of your ego. You know, so by saying that and by
He got him off the defense line. Like, John is so good at doing that, and I just give him props for that because I am a grudge holder. I hate to say it, but he just, you know, he was so disrespectful to John, which John's coming in here, giving you a new bar, giving you all, like giving you these things, helping you, giving him his knowledge, his time, and he's so disrespectful to him. And the fact that he can come in here and be, like, just so professional and, like, obviously a adult about it and say your ego is in front of you, give me a handshake, and it was just so he's awesome. That's all I can say.
I can't wait till John comes in to do podcast rescue. Oh my goodness,
I hope our attitudes will be good.
Seriously,
Mackenzie's a person I could work with.
Thanks, John.
I think that's
what's he gonna say to Phil? That's my question.
That water.
Lord knows. Anyway, okay, so, you know, now we're kind of into the Red Invasion part of it, and interesting statistic that Michelle didn't know about.
No idea. No, that 43% of men prefer bacon over sex. The more you know.
I didn't know this specific that, but I did know it was, like, remember when they said, they asked the question? Mm-hmm. And I was like, it has to be bacon. Because
how did you know that?
Because it's all over everything. I follow on Twitter. It's like Men's Humor. It's all about bacon.
You follow Men's Humor on Twitter?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
I mean, you knew that.
I mean,
you knew the bacon thing, I guess.
Yeah, they do, like, bacon stuff, and it's just all about men and bacon and women. Over.
Really interesting. I wonder what, it's just bacon, like not even steak or just meat in general?
Because he said there's what did he say in the bacon? There's something.
Umami.
Umami. And that's like, and then guys love it?
Well, there's so much, it hits so many different variations, just, you know, how you can do it and things like that. And just, I gotta say, men love bacon.
I didn't know that much.
I made like this brown sugar bacon one time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was like candy.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so good. And it was filling because it's obviously bacon, but it was good. So
there you go.
Go out there and make some
bacon for your man.
Oh, yeah, you do that.
Because they're bringing home the bacon.
Females, I'm sure, like bacon too.
I want to bring home my own bacon.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
He can bring home some too.
Yeah, then the bringing home the bacon metaphor really came into play. Yeah. I knew it would after that.
I love the bacon idea though.
The bacon was a good
idea.
Yeah.
And I don't know who wouldn't want to go there. I would. I still want to.
You know, set it apart for sure.
And I like, you know, with Ken, you know, we got this bacon thing, and Kevin, or not Ken, knows how to prepare. He knows how to make the food, but it's just those minor touches, right? And even you guys said it, like
tilting
the sandwich, and then both of you guys looked, and that does look better.
Mm-hmm.
And when Ken made the sandwich, it didn't look. It just looked like,
I
could have made that or
toast.
Okay, like that's, but it really did help when he like cut it up, and it really is all about, like, it's so much about presentation.
You can see the tomato, so that
yeah, you
was
can
good.
See the tomato in the bacon.
Like, that really makes you want to eat that sandwich. Yeah, that right. Accent.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to Brendan Collins, who was the chef this week, chef expert. So I love Brendan, great guy.
Yeah.
Lots of tips. So you know what? I think if you're a guy listening, by the way, and you want to prepare a meal for your female and you're not the best cook, make it presentable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great tip.
Also make it edible.
Wow. Make it lobster while you're at it. I'll add that.
That could go very wrong.
Why?
Because I feel like lobster can...
Oh, I love lobster.
It's good.
I'll eat lobster.
If you can't cook.
All right, Mackenzie loves lobster if you're listening. All right, moving on.
Away to my heart, lobster.
Okay.
So send lots of lobster.
Okay, so Mackenzie, you point out the fact that you like the B-roll of them actually building the bar, which for you haven't really seen that much of.
No, I haven't. Do they use, like...
Every now and then, I mean, you know, we see more, sometimes we see more, sometimes we see less of them actually building it.
Because that's a huge part of this whole thing, is them actually redoing, renovating this whole entire place. And I just like to see, like, you know, their hard work and appreciate it, I guess.
It's a lot. It looked like it took a lot of work.
It did.
They had to change everything.
Turned out awesome.
I love seeing when he's not in a suit, when he's kind of supervising the whole thing. I love seeing him in those moments.
Yeah, because then you can really look at it and say, like, they're really just, like, pulling up their sleeves, making this happen in, what, 4 days?
I know. How long do they have?
They have, like, for the actual remodel, they have, I mean, probably around, like, 36 hours.
Oh, my God. That's
just
crazy.
Ridiculous. That's crazy. I mean, and then we'll get it, the self-served beer.
That was really interesting.
That was so cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's so cool. Everybody wants to do that. You like beer? Oh, I'd rather go pour my own beer.
Yeah, and you know why he did it, right?
Because
they're slow.
No, well, because since we don't have that many bartenders, right? So to be pouring beer, well, why don't we make it a fun, interesting thing so that people can get their own beer? Cuts down on the bartenders.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's so fun inviting, like, that's something I would... It's like hibachi.
And it's cool.
You know, let's go to dinner, but, you know, why don't we go and we'll sit and watch it be made?
Yeah, that's
or
true.
Or go to a buffet. We'll get to pick our own as much as you want. You can see it. It's just a more inviting kind of thing. It was great.
Yeah, and I absolutely would love it because I hate waiting on, like, hey, can you get me another one? I like to... luckily, I've gotten very good for me. Even if I have a half glass, I know how to pace it out depending on the timing of the bartenders. Mm. I'm like, all right, give me another
one. So you're
one.
A good alcoholic. That's what you're saying.
I'm a good alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if I have the ability to get my own drinks, that's even better.
Yeah. Oh, man. And also, that will make much more money. Like, people would so much rather, you know, if they can just refill it. Let's say Phil is a heavy drinker, and he could just refill it like 20
times.
Let's say. And, you know, it's just
well, that's
it's
actually
really
a good
smart.
Point. The only downside is you do have to monitor people's intake of alcohol.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure that if somebody's being disruptive, someone will be able
See,
to
See, I don't really know. I guess it's my young side kicking, but is that do they really have to worry about that?
You have to.
Yeah. Okay.
And if someone's too inebriated, you have to get them a cab or you have to kind of figure
don't
it out.
Don't they have the card thing that they had to swipe first before they...
They do. That's true. They do.
Yeah. They just put a limit on that?
That's good.
Wait.
Good.
There you go. Producer Marissa.
Yeah. That's so true. They did have a card thing that they got it all figured out.
There you go.
That's nice.
Obviously, the science, everything's bacon. I love that. And the bacon was great.
I want to know how.
The bacon drink.
The bacon drink was
There's the
so
awesome
cool.
sauce, which I think you guys liked
the
a little bit more.
The chipotle sauce.
What's that?
Was that the one with the chipotle sauce in
yes.
it?
Yes.
And the lime.
The bacon
bits? I would want to try that one. No,
the
that
lime,
was the bacon one.
The bacon was the bourbon boar. Then there's the awesome sauce.
I would try the awesome sauce. I don't know about the bacon one because I don't even like bacon bits, but I love everything bacon. I don't put bacon bits like on my salad.
Yeah, I don't really like bacon bits, but I like bacon.
Yeah, but how did they make the bacon pieces so perfect every time to put them in those drinks?
I know. I imagine how much. The only thing is that's a lot of bacon that they're going to have to be cooking every day. I mean, I guess they
Bacon's
just get really good at it.
Expensive, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it depends. You have to kind of – here's the thing. It's not – You're just buying bacon, right? Everything's around this one ingredient, so you're not buying a lot of different ones.
Yeah, that's true. You're not like wasting a lot either. That's smart.
And you know, it seemed like a big kitchen, so you could pump this out pretty fast.
Yeah, they had all this space in that restaurant that they weren't using. There was an unused game room like before.
Every episode, I'm so surprised to see how nice these venues actually are. Like they really are just great spaces, and they do.
It's just not utilizing them, though.
No, not at all.
So,
which they do well here, John Taffer.
Of course. So, any last thoughts before we kind of talk about, you know, where they are today and things like that?
I love the Bloody Marys. I mean, a lot of people do drink them. So
number one drink in America.
So I thought that was a great fact because I didn't actually know that part of it all. But
and they put the bacon in the Bloody Marys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They put like just a piece of bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get the chew, will you?
Get the chew. You know, that would be like, you know how you have Bloody Marys at like brunch or breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's bacon and there's your breakfast.
Yeah.
That's right. We're not just turning this into a sports bar.
I want to try one. I think. I don't know.
Yeah, 21. That sounds interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, John Taffer would be very upset if I ever let you take a drink before you're 21. It's irresponsible of me, and hence I don't let you drink.
Or I wouldn't because I'm a responsible person myself. Oh,
there we go.
There you go.
Anyway, besides the fact that I'm not 21 yet, people.
Now everybody knows she likes lobster.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, Mackenzie's got a bright future. She'll look at all the stuff she knows, and she's not even 21.
I don't even want to be 20. My birthday is coming up soon.
Woo.
Get her lobster.
Send over lobster.
35% of sales are up. Sales are up 35% rather. Brother and sister are no longer bickering. And Kim now rules with an iron fist.
That's hard for me to believe.
That's hard for me to believe, too.
If you're never putting your foot down, how do your kids, especially your kids, how do they ever take you seriously?
That's true.
Because here's the thing. I think they needed a few fixes, right? They had no system, right? People didn't enjoy being there. There were no customers, really. So, you know, but by fixing those things, I think the irony is I don't think she has to do too much. I think she can do, you know, the accounting and this and that. Now she has the tool to do those things. Now, also, people enjoy working there. So it's not like she has to rule too much, I don't think.
But there's still no authority. I don't think they're. I think that's ruined.
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
Or they have to hire somebody else.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, Kevin mentioned that, too, that they need a good bar manager.
Yeah, that's true. But hopefully, you know, maybe if they all wanted to work enough,
like their morals, if their morals kicked in about their grandfather and their mother and their business,
yeah, or taking advantage.
And taking advantage, then they'll be fine. But as far as the mother being the iron fist, I don't think
she's not cut out for that.
No.
I don't think it's her.
And she, like,
forte.
Once you already ruin that with your kids, I guess you could say, I feel like you can't get it back.
I feel you could.
I worked in a daycare for so long with infants, toddlers, and I know those are different than obviously like adults, but just even at that young, like if your parent is letting you hit them or punch them in the leg when they don't get what they want, they're going to keep doing it. They're never going to.
What are you supposed to do when that happens?
But
there's a bunch of things you can do when that happens.
we'll talk about it later.
I don't know. I feel, here's the thing. If someone wants to change, I believe they can. You know, it may take more effort, but hey, I always believe in change, and I think John obviously does too, hence why he does the show. So to that point, another bar rescued successfully.
True.
Bacon Bar now can bring home its own bacon.
I want some bacon.
Yeah, I want to go to that place.
I do too.
Sounds good.
All right, so next week we have the Hurricane Sandy episode. Obviously, going to be a very emotional episode, I'm sure. I wish they did like an hour and a half special. You know, we've asked for 2 hours before, but you know what? If they just did, another half an hour on this one.
That's
particular.
I think so too.
Especially for that, I mean, I feel like.
But I don't think we're going to get it. But we know we have John Taffer calling in next week. So it's, you know, certainly a fun episode. In the meantime, where can our fans follow you guys?
You can follow me at Mackenzie Fain on Twitter.
And you can follow me at Macedo Music.
And follow us here at AfterBuzz TV on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff. You know, and rate, comment, let us know what you guys are thinking. We've amassed quite a community, and we love seeing your guys' opinions. And, of course, support John Taffer. Raise the Bar. His book, out as we speak. Go to Amazon. Go buy it. A lot of great knowledge there. I'm still waiting on Mackenzie's book report.
I knew that was coming, damn it.
You don't think you think I'm not going to hold you accountable for that?
I fully want to be held accountable
Guess what?
For that.
You know what? I can hold you accountable to a certain point, but guess who you're going to have to face next week?
John Tapper.
John, I promise if you're watching this, I will have your book report and I will email it to you personally.
By next week.
By next week.
That's promise.
You better have it by next week because he is going to be calling in.
I will. Kevin got the book, so I'm just going to have to borrow it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Again, support John Tapper. Raise the bar. Available now. And we'll see you here next week for a very emotional episode.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.